slide. Hello, I am Janek. This talk is about GNU mess, and the ongoing effort to remove all the binaries that we inject into our free software stack. Slide. Hopefully you will learn what the new bootstrapping hype is all about. Slide. To crack the chicken and egg problem that bootstrapping is, I wrote GNU mess. Mess CC is a C99 compiler written in a subset of Dial scheme, and comes with mess, a scheme interpreter to run it. Slide. It has been known from the early days of computing that Lisp gives us an excellent way to jump from a low-level language to an elegant, high-level language. Slide. Before we had mess, how were our systems bootstrapped, you may wonder? In short, they weren't, really. Slide. Not so GNU Gix. Like NixOS, it has had a proper bootstrap. Slide. So what is different? Ludovic noted that injecting these binary bootstrap seeds is a problem, and suggested we should get rid of them. Slide. In the 80s, K. N. Thompson showed us that we were having a big problem in computing. How do we react when someone points out a big problem that will be affecting almost everyone, and is very hard to solve? Slide. We ignore it. Slide. Gix and its sister Nix use a much smaller set of binary bootstrap seeds, but there is another reason why Nix and Gix are great for bootstrapping research and experiments. The dependencies between packages are an acai click, directed graph. Unlike others, there are no bootstrap cycles. This means that if we find a way to reduce the bootstrap binary seed, the system will still build. Slide. The importance of this was evident to Bitcoin developer Carl Dong of Chaincode Labs. I warmly recommend his talk he gave this summer at the Breaking Bitcoin conference. It will only take 18 minutes of your time. Slide. Carl Dong explains that Bitcoin, driven by the wish to provide secure Bitcoin downloads, have implemented Gishon, a system that you say is reproducible builds. Slide. In computing, bootstrapping is slang for doing something that is impossible. For example, let's say you wrote the very first C compiler in C, and you called it GNUCC. It is impossible to compile this C compiler into a working program. Slide. What do we do when something is impossible, yet we know something quite similar has been done before? We just ask Grandma, Grandma, show me again how you made that yogurt. Well, son, you take some fresh milk, and you add some yogurt. Great. Slide. Using this wisdom, we can now create our second GCC. Slide. We would like this second GCC to be really bug-free, feature-full, and secure. So while this may look like ordinary milk, it is actually a carefully crafted piece of software, a masterpiece, peer-reviewed free software. The real difficult bits may have been pair-programmed, if at all possible. We apply formal verification methods to make our second compiler really secure. Slide. We publish the recipe, so that others may verify the result their second compiler. Slide. And lo and behold, their second compiler exactly matches ours. As long as they follow our recipe. Slide. And use the exact same first compiler. Slide. Slide. Everyone is just as secure and bug-free. Slide. As our shared, first compiler is. Slide. Reproducibility is no substitute for bootstrappability. Slide. And while bug-free source code remains important, we need something else. Slide. Carl Dong noticed that Gishan, while reproducible, started by downloading almost all of Ubuntu before it starts to build in order to create a secure and trustworthy Bitcoin binary download. We start by downloading a whole lot of binaries that we must first trust them. Carl went looking for a solution and found it in Gix. Slide. Last year at FOSDEM, I presented the reduced binary seed bootstrap, so the next version of GixAge. As a bootstrap path without GCC, no more trusting the first GCC. Slide. Could we possibly reduce the binary seed even further? We would have to remove fork, bash, core utils, gzip, sed. That's a lot of work. Slide. So we were very excited that NLNet believed in what we are doing is important. NLNet provided a grant for me to work on the scheme-only bootstrap. Slide. And that's what I present you this year. Another reduction by 50%. Slide. A key ingredient was the development of GashCore Utils, currently focused single-mindedly on supporting the bootstrap. We plan to create a scheme library for shell scripting. Slide. This is what the graph looks like right now. The only binaries that are left are scheme interpreters. Mess and guile. Slide. Slide. After Vagrant Cascadian packaged mess for Debian, and got it into unstable, he wondered if there was something we could do to increase the trust in mess when he suggested a CR. OS distro reproducibility test at the Reproducible Build Summit, David Terry and Jel van der Waar joined in. Slide. Something else we can do? Slide. Given that we dislike downloading binaries and trusting them, why not stop doing so altogether? Slide. The coming year, we will create a full source bootstrap path. Slide. Anything else? Slide. When building a package on Gix, the trusted computing base includes the build daemon, and the Linux kernel Ludovic has built a package in the entire RAM disk, thereby removing the build daemon from the trusted computing base. An obvious next step is Linux Mess v0.22 now runs on the herd. A microkernel is another possibility to reduce the trusted computing base. Slide. Are our efforts coming to an end? Jeremiah Oriens has some ideas to keep us busy. Slide. And so does Mark Weaver, who is making an excellent point. Slide. Are we doing this only to counter the trusting trust attack? I'm not sure. I think that building from source is the proper way to do computing. And the trusting trust attack is only a symptom of confusing a binary substitute with the compilation of source code. Slide. I am very grateful for getting so much help, and seeing this crazy project grow. Slide.